This is Akashvani. The news read by R.S. Raghu. India and New Zealand signed the historic Free Trade Agreement FTA in New Delhi. The signing ceremony was presided over by Union Minister for Commerce and Industry, Piyush Goyal, and New Zealand's Minister for Trade and Investment, Todd McLay. The agreement, finalized in December last year, facilitates 100% duty-free access for all Indian exports and $20 billion investment commitment by New Zealand. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Goyal said the FTA has been concluded in record 9 months. He said the pace reflects the depth of trust and shared ambition.
The free trade agreement is very comprehensive, very forward-looking. While it opens the doors for goods and services in a massive way, it also has an investment commitment which will encourage businesses to leverage the strengths and scale that India offers. It will also encourage Indian businesses to look at New Zealand market, both for access in goods and services and potential investment. We are looking at partnerships also in agricultural field.
Speaking at the event, Mr. McLay said this agreement delivers opportunities that New Zealand exporters have never had in India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon described the inking of FTA a landmark moment in partnership between both countries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate today in the closing ceremony of Sikkim's 50th year of statehood celebrations at Paljor Stadium in Gangtok. Mr. Modi will inaugurate, launch and lay the foundation stone of various development projects over 4,000 crore rupees across the state. Prime Minister will also address the gathering on the occasion. Campaigning for the second and the final phase of the assembly elections in West Bengal has ended last evening. Polling in this phase will take place tomorrow. On the last day of campaigning, leaders from various political parties held meetings, rallies and public gatherings in an effort to win over voters. In this phase, 1,448 candidates are in the fray, including 220 women, a total of 3,21,73,837 voters will exercise their franchise in this round. Ladakh Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena has approved the creation of 5 new districts in the Union Territory, taking the total number of districts to 7. The newly created districts are Nubra, Sham, Changthang, Zanskar and Dras. Earlier, Ladakh had only 2 districts, Leh and Kargil. Describing it as a historic step, the Lieutenant Governor said, the decision fulfills a long-pending demand and aspirations of the people of the region. The government has reaffirmed that fertilizer availability in the country remains robust, with supplies consistently exceeding demand. Additional Secretary in the Department of Fertilizers, Aparna Sharma, stated this during an interministerial briefing in New Delhi on the updates related to developments in West Asia.
Fertilizer security, strong, stable and well managed, with availability consistently exceeding the requirement across all major fertilizers, and no shortages have been reported so far. The strong supply position in the Kharif season for the period from 1st April to 26th April, urea availability is 71.58 LMT against a requirement of 18.17 LMT.
The Madhya Pradesh government has constituted a high-level committee to examine the feasibility of implementing a Uniform Civil Code, UCC. An order in this regard was issued yesterday. The committee will be chaired by Justice retired Ranjana Prasad Desai, former judge of the Supreme Court. The panel will examine a model adopted by states such as Uttarakhand and Gujarat while taking into account the social, cultural and economic realities of Madhya Pradesh. The committee has been directed to submit its report along with the draft bill within 60 days. President of the 80th session of the United Nations General Assembly, Annalena Baerbock, arrived in New Delhi last evening on a 2-day visit to India. She will meet External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today. They will discuss key multilateral issues of mutual interest. Ms. Baerbock is also scheduled to visit Rajghat to pay tributes to Mahatma Gandhi. In IPL cricket, RCB Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Delhi Capitals by 9 wickets in Delhi last night. Chasing the target of 76 runs set by Delhi Capitals, Royal Challengers made 77 runs with the loss of 1 wicket. Put into bat first, Delhi Capitals were all out for 75 runs in 16.3 overs, and that is the end of this news bulletin.